basketball, the girls in the Mid-America Classic in McPherson. Tip time going to be sometime after 6. Sounds like they're running a little bit behind there, so we'll be with you for the next half hour here. Normal show today. You Can't Be Serious at 5:50. Next segment, we'll squeeze in another angle here from the Baylor fallout. Again, breaking news this afternoon. New lawsuit filed against Baylor from a graduate there. She graduated in 2013. She's alleging being a part of some incidents of rape, but the overall allegations that are included in this lawsuit include 52 acts of rape by no less than 31 football players at Baylor, much higher number than would have been reported in the Pepper Hamilton report or anything from Baylor officials to this point. Baylor, by the way, reached for comment. They just say no comment at this point in time. So not having anything from the Baylor side of things. The allegations are pretty bad. It's from the Dallas Morning News. You can read it on their website.
The full lawsuit has also been released now, so if you want to go sifting through that, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, and the Dallas Morning, I mean, the stuff from the Dallas Morning News story is bad. And like, I can't, yeah. I just told you off air, I can't imagine there's anything worse than what they went through and published, because what they published was pretty bad and pretty damning for a lot of people, including Kendall Briles, namely, who got dropped in there with a specific quote. So it is not good, not good. Everything that we've heard already about Baylor, but just amplified some more with what has surfaced today in that lawsuit. All right, the Big 12 SEC Challenge, K-State takes on Tennessee. And outside of that, there's Kansas-Kentucky.
All right. Yay.
And there's Kansas-Kentucky.
Actually, you know what? We should have thought of this earlier. We actually could have a game where how many Big 12 SEC matchups could you name without looking at a list?
I would not have been able to.
I could get maybe 3 or 4.
I mean, a better game to play is like, how many Big 12 SEC matchups would you actually care about if you could cherry-pick anybody? It's like they don't have Mizzou involved. They don't have South Carolina involved here. The only real matchups you could make with any kind of intrigue would be K-State, South Carolina, Missouri, Kansas, Kansas, Kentucky.
Texas A&M, Texas, maybe?
Sure, there you go. Texas A&M, Texas. Yeah, I think so. A&M, Texas. I mean, they tried to do some of this. Florida, Oklahoma is one of the games here. So Lon Kruger against the school that he coached a long time ago, I suppose. But that doesn't seem to carry too much weight.
That is exactly what grasping at straws sounds like.
Yes. Yes, it is. If you are interested in the rest of the lineup, here it is. Texas A&M at West Virginia. Florida at Oklahoma. LSU at Texas Tech. Texas at Georgia, Arkansas at Oklahoma State, Vandy hosts Iowa State, Ole Miss and Baylor play at Ole Miss, and then Auburn and TCU. What's your least favorite of all those matchups?
Least favorite?
I did see someone go through and rank them earlier today, and they had Georgia-Texas as the worst. I actually would probably go Auburn-TCU. It's a game I would care the least about watching.
No, I'm not doing that one because that's K-State's next opponent, and it is important for K-State that TCU has a pretty good computer profile with their RPI and things like that. So I wouldn't go there.
LSU Tech, I mean, that's garbage too.
Texas-Georgia probably for me, or LSU Tech.
Now, you know what? Two. Yeah, I'm changing my answer. LSU-Texas Tech, that's the game I would want to watch the least. Ben Simmons ain't walking through that door. Shaq ain't walking through that door.
They're still coached by Johnny Jones.
Andre Emmett ain't walking through that door. I don't know. That's about all I got as far as named players there. But because of that, I just wanted to come to a consensus on what the worst matchup was, because I was trying to put together like a list of things I'd rather watch than the worst matchup there. Initially, I'd written down Georgia-Texas, but we'll make it LSU-Texas Tech. What would you rather watch than LSU-Texas Tech?
As I told you in the sports office earlier, the inauguration DVR'd.
Okay. I had the Iowa football season highlight film.
Okay.
That's something I would rather watch than LSU-Texas Tech. What was that Ben Affleck movie with Jennifer Lopez when they were together that was, like, terrible? Geely? Is that right? Geely?
I don't know.
Does that sound right?
I don't know.
I think everybody's
one.
Probably too young.
Anything on TLC, I hate TLC. And they're
Honey Boo Boo?
Terrible.
Would you rather watch a Honey Boo Boo marathon?
I'd rather watch...
Like 2 hours. 2 hours of Honey Boo Boo.
I'd rather watch The Bachelor. And I hate The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and everything that those shows stand for.
What would you rather watch, 2 hours of Catching Kelsey or Texas Tech LSU hoops?
I'd rather watch 2 hours of, it doesn't even have to be Catching Kelsey, just Travis Kelsey talking about officiating for 2 hours.
Well, I know that you would rather watch that because that's entertaining. Okay. But the point here is
I would
Rock in a Hard Place. Choice.
I would watch Catching Kelsey for 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would go the same route.
Is G Lee,
I never did watch Catching Kelsey.
Did you look up G Lee? Was I right about that?
Yeah, you are right about
that. I'd watch 2 hours of John Kurtz wrestling in middle school.
Okay, that was high school. You guys put that picture up of me? That was my senior year of high school. That was not middle school.
You could have told me you were 12 in that picture and I would have believed
it.
No,
I was a senior in high school, man. I had a weird career. Anyway, to get too far off topic. Yeah. All right, yeah, I'd rather watch highlights of me wrestling. And I had like a 3-12 record. Like, it was bad. I'd be watching myself just get drilled every match. I'd rather watch that. There was one match I could remember. I literally got pinned in under 15 seconds by some varsity kid that was being punished and had to wrestle me in JV. St. Thomas Aquinas. I'll never forget it. I'd rather watch that on loop for 2 hours than watch LSU and Texas Tech.
So you said you won 3 matches, right?
Yeah.
But you hated that you were even doing it. So what is your emotional state after you win? Like, are you celebrating at all, or are you just like, where's the food?
I won them really early. I won 2 of them, like, at the first tournament we went to. Those I was, like, more surprised than anything, honestly, because it was, like, one of the first matches I had wrestled, so I was shocked. It was very surprised. It was cool. I mean, it was kind of a cool feeling, but I didn't care enough to actively really pursue it. And then I had the task that's if you've ever wrestled, you know what this is. It's a lose-lose situation, a lose-lose proposition. I had to wrestle a female.
Oh.
That's how I got win number 3, and I, what is it called, a tech fall? Tech fall?
Mm-hmm.
I did that because I got like the 15 points or whatever. This is so bad. Like, I can barely even remember the scoring system. I beat her 15-1. She got 1 point because she was wearing like this Under Armour thing, and they said that I like used it for leverage or like grabbed it at some point or something. And so then I got a ton of crap for that from the rest of the team. But anyway, I'd rather watch that match for 2 hours than Texas Tech LSU. We'll throw that all to the list.
That's a good one to bring this conversation to a close.
The 9-6 Bama LSU game from 2011.
Oh man, that's a rock and a hard place.
55-0 against Oklahoma last year.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't watch that.
I'm not even going to read the next one that I had on the list.
Okay.
Not even going to read it. We'll just wrap that up. I just, point of emphasis there, the SEC Big 12 Challenge sucks, and it's at a weird point in time coming in late January. You could completely flip this around and throw it in November, and I would be singing the praises of it. It'd be a great thing.
Yeah, but I'd still rather change leagues to the Big Ten. That's the biggest improvement that you could make.
Well, I am understanding of how it came about with the SEC, because some of the other leagues like the Big Ten, ACC, Big East when it existed, like, they've already kind of pioneered the whole one league v. one league challenge. I'm okay with the SEC if you go put this thing at a different point in the calendar, if you put it early on. And it sounds like that most coaches would be on board with that too, because for the Big 12 side of things, they seem pretty fed up with this. A lot of coaches commented about that on the teleconference this week, including Bruce Weber, who gave a pretty good synopsis of just how this happened, you know, because you'd sit here and wonder, like, how did this get to late January that we're actually having this battle between conferences? Here is Bruce Weber on sort of how that was formulated.
When they first approached us, ESPN, this is probably 3-4 years ago, our coaches kind of felt our league didn't get the publicity that they needed. And since then, you know, we've had pretty good success. We've been number one Husky guy as a league, I believe, 4 straight years. And, you know, so when we first voted for it, and I was part of that, we all thought, oh, this would be a good thing. It's great publicity. But then when you got into it, the league just continued to, if possible, get better and better. It makes it tough for a 19th game. And then when you got the conference tournament, really 20 hard games. So I would say the coach would probably all say they'd rather have it early, but it's here. There's nothing, it's a great opportunity that we got to take advantage of. And it's a big weekend.
Boy, I still have a hard time understanding how, even if they felt slighted as a league, they would agree unanimously. I mean, the coaches agreed unanimously on this handful of years ago to do it in late January. I just don't – coaches are so hyper-focused on, like, their own personal world, their team, and I get that you're concerned about the league and coverage, but they had to just be thinking and aware at that time of what it is, because like Bruce said, it is adding a 19th conference game basically that doesn't mean as much in the middle of the conference schedule. It's not what you want. You don't want that at all. And then on top of that, the way that the leagues have evolved, it's become even worse for the Big 12. Now, your proposition, your proposal for making it better seems to be just merely a matter of switching up conferences. Mine, I'm cool with the SEC. Do it in November and even add some gimmick to it. I mean, they've had the 24-hour straight thing going on. And
College Hoops Marathon.
I know that you can't really do that because everybody here is more or less in the same time zone. Like, you couldn't really pull that off. But how about one game a day for, like, the first week of college hoop season? The first 2 weeks, Monday through Friday. Pick 5 days each week. I don't even care if it's Monday through Friday. But just make it a game a day from the SEC Big 12 Challenge for like two straight weeks. Yeah, tons of coverage.
What if you – I'm thinking about this off the top of my head. What if you put it in one venue? Okay, so let's just – no, wait, hold on. Hear me out here. So let's say Sprint Center.
Let's just get all these outrageous ideas that TV would never agree to. Like, so ESPN 20, would never agree to my plan.
20 teams – converge on Sprint Center for a weekend in which you've got like five games on Saturday and five games on Sunday. And I mean, I think that would be pretty well attended because you could go there and I mean, fans would buy tickets to, you know, either the Saturday session or the Sunday session.
Well, I mean, Kansas is going to be there, so fans
will
be there.
I mean, but you could go back and forth between like the Big 12 would be the host when it's at Sprint Center, and then you could play it at, I don't know, somewhere in Florida, and the SEC be the host the next year. But maybe that would make it a little bit more interesting if everything was happening in one place. Do you see that?
Yeah. I mean,
just making a neutral site game for everybody?
It'd be better. Yeah, it'd be better. I'd be okay with that. But that's sort of my point. And are you talking about doing this right now in January? Mm-hmm. Are you talking about doing it at the beginning of the season?
I mean, if it's only a...
Because, again, you could talk me into about anything as far as this is concerned, as long as it's not in the heart of conferences.
Yeah, I would do it in November.
I mean, if you go to the beginning of the year just somewhere in your non-conference schedule, I mean, think about how boring the non-con was this year for K-State. A game at Tennessee would have been an oasis in a desert filled with grains of Robert Morris and Gardner Webb sand. Like, that would have been wonderful to have early on this year, even if it was just a game against a fairly mediocre Tennessee team. Because, you know, the other factor there, they wouldn't have had time to chalk up nine losses in the L column by that point. So even if they're not going to end up being very good, it doesn't seem as bad at the time. You know, there's an easier pitch there to get your team fired up.
I think Tennessee is a more marketable team now than they were at the beginning of the year, in all honesty.
Well, simply because of the Kentucky win.
Well, that and the fact that in Tennessee's first game of the season, they lost to Chattanooga. You know, they were really slow out of the gate.
Yeah, that ain't great. That ain't great. I forgot about that. Well, that's not helping me get excited for this one. Reminding me that they lost to Chattanooga. I like the idea of swapping the conferences. Certainly, if this were at the Big 12 ACC Challenge, the Big 12 Big 10 Challenge, I think there's opportunities for better matchups here, and there would be potentially more intrigue than just the SEC. But then you're still dealing – that still doesn't change all the other stuff. You know, I mean, you could be playing – you threw out Michigan State to me. I don't think K-State would ever draw Michigan State, but say you did. You could be playing Michigan State and still facing some of the same dilemmas. Be a tougher game. Do you want to go play Michigan State like with Dean Wade at half strength and, you know, have a iffy chance at winning that game anyway? Or would you rather rest him and save him for Big 12? Like, we'd still be having in some ways the same debates and the same issues here. So to me, it just really boils down to timing. And it's obvious. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But timing is really the one solution here for this Big 12 SEC Challenge conundrum that we seem to be in. You can't be serious. 10 minutes away, the breaking Baylor scandal. We'll get you updated on that again when we come back. Plus, one aspect that I did just think of now that I'm having a little bit more time to digest some of this, one aspect that I'm thinking of that affects Baylor's current staff and everybody that's in place there now. You're listening to The Game.